That is the sound that wailed today at exactly noon in Lima, Peru. It was an attempt to cure Peruvians of a national bad habit, tardiness. The idea was for everyone to set their watches at exactly the same moment, part of a new campaign dubbed Peru on Time. This in a country where the old president regularly showed up 2 hours late for meetings. Rebecca Howard is a journalist living in Lima, and she joins us now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So did the sirens actually go off at exactly noon?
They did. They went off, and a cannon was also fired in around downtown Lima. So it does seem like government officials anyway will be making a concerted effort to be on time.
Did it seem like citizens were taking it seriously? Were people walking around, you know, sort of setting their watches?
Well, I was in the financial district of San Ysidro, and I only saw one person check his watch. The rest of the people seemed pretty oblivious, actually.
Well, for those of us who have never been to Peru, can you give us a sense of just how ingrained this tardiness is?
I would say it's very ingrained. People are late for work, for school, for social events, for just about everything. I think it's become sort of a national habit. You know, you expect people to be late, and so you yourself don't show up for at least 45 minutes later than you're expected to.
I was going to ask, you're originally from Canada. Is it just maddening, you know, when you're first living in Peru, or do you just adjust, and is there some weird part of you that actually kind of embraces it after a while?
I think all foreigners find it frustrating. You know, there's even like, you know, sometimes when someone says to me, please, can you be here? They'll say, you know, at 9 o'clock English time, because that means that you're actually supposed to be there at 9 o'clock as opposed to 9 o'clock Peruvian time, which could be, you know, any time after 10. But I do think I have also adjusted, because I noticed, like, last semester I drive my 6-year-old to school, and he was late quite a few times, so very bad.
Really? Now, this is obviously considered a big enough deal that the government is, you know, launching this whole campaign. I mean, are there actual, like, measurable negative effects from everyone being late?
Affects productivity, in particular at the workplace. And I think it also reflects a negative attitude, a sort of I don't really care attitude. So I do think this is positive. I think it's a good thing.
You know, I read somewhere that when they made the official announcement that they were going to start this campaign, that press conference for that actually started a half hour late.
Yeah, the initial press conference may have started late, but today there were scores of government officials, including the president, the mayor of Lima, the prime minister, you know, waiting for high noon outside the presidential palace at least 45 minutes early, which, you know, is a good sign, I'd say.
Maybe it'll take. Rebecca Howard in Lima, Peru. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And we would be remiss if we did not mention that our very own engineer, Leo Dell'Aguila, the person entrusted with hitting all the buttons exactly on time so that this show gets on the air, Leo Dell'Aguila is himself a Peruvian, and bucking a national trend, he's also the most timely guy we know.